Hello, my name is Kiana. Today we are on Radio Rebel, and today my guest is Manon Alzina, Nils Ulnersson, and Lena Blangero. Today we're debating about school uniforms. The team who is in favor will start, and the team who is against will poursuivre.
We are in favor of the subjects. And we think at first that it's a good way to put aside differences
because we all wear the same clothes and with no difference. So there is no marks like Nike or Adidas and no proof money.
Yes, we pull clothes differences aside, but people aren't just different in the way they dress up. They are also different in their aptitude, their way to act, their personality. So you can't contain it with just a uniform. It will always come up to the surface.
It will restrict individuality and personality.
I agree with you, but uniforms can combat the discipline. So with the personality, people are people. And we can't break the parts of personality in, but uniform can come back to the discipline.
But they might be sexist, like girl are obligated to wear skirts, and boy are obligated to wear pants. So it's not unisex.
It can be unisex in some school.
Yes, but not all.
And if it's unisex, it will always be pants. They will never make men wear skirts, which is a bit sad, to be honest.
The school breeds uniform in some school.
So people who don't have money can have it too.
Yes, but sometimes it's also parents who are obligated to pay for the uniform, so it's very expensive, like $200 or more.
But if the school pay,
not all.
Yes.
If you look in England, it's the parents who pay for the uniform. In France, at the start of the program, at the beginning, right now,
yes,
it's the schools who and the government who pays for the uniforms. But in the future, if the program expands, it won't be the government and the schools anymore because it will be too expensive for them. So they will put the charge on the parents, who will have to pay for this and be obligated because it won't be a choice. They will be obligated to wear uniforms. Students will be obligated, so they don't have the choice. So the parents must pay for it. And it can be quite expensive, like my teammates just said earlier.
So the government can find a solution because it's too expensive for any family or any kids. So a solution can be fine and agree for all the people.
Yes, but put the country in even more debt if governments pay, if they find a solution like subventions, it will be even more expensive for the government, which will put us in even more debt that we are right now.
Yes,
which are quite
so
deep in.
So
and uniform can also decrease for creativity for the students' clothes, so it's for that it can be bad.
Yes, because you express yourself. It's a part of you. It's a part of your personality. When you dress up, you choose your clothes according to who you are, who you want to show, what
I
you
totally
want to express.
I totally agree with you, but difference are always here, and people will always discriminate.
You say that differences will always exist. Uniforms can't completely erase them, which is true, because it's a part of who we are,
and we can't take that away.
The differences make us unique, and that's a good thing. It should not be removed, because if we are all the same, then it's like ships. We are like ships. We follow each other, and we don't try to be unique. We don't try to do different things. We all do the same thing and dress the same.
I agree, but when we are all different, all have a reason to fight with someone because he's not okay with this person do every day or all the time.
Yes, but if someone harass another people, they won't stop just because they wear a uniform, because it will generally won't be about clothing. It will always be about something else. Sometimes it's about clothing, about the way you dress up, but very rarely.
And the personality is not something that we can take away, and we can really take away, but if we remove the clothes that we want to wear by uniforms, that's a kind of taking away our personality, not being ourselves.
And also, it will add a workload for the school, the personal, for the employees, because they will have to check if your uniform is
in norms.
Yes, thank you. So it will add a lot workload, which they have quite a lot of work to do right now. So if you add even more workload, they will be exhausted, and it will result in burnout, depression, and we don't really have enough teachers right now, because a lot of them did burnout or depression. So if even more of them do burnout or depression,
or
get anxiety, or commit suicide, yes, too, we won't have enough teachers, because we don't have a lot right now. So if we have even less.
And it's a bit useless that every day teachers and all of that have to check if girls' skirt are not too short, if the tie is outside the shirt and all of that. So it's a little bit useless, because after they check that, students can change that too.
Like, we saw it in Japan with the skirts. Girls will roll up their skirts, pass the check, and when they are in the school, they will roll it up again. So it's a bit useless.
Yes, but if they wear their own clothes, it can be worse. They can wear more short skirts or revealing clothes.
No, because a uniform is meant to be strict, so you won't have any revealing clothes in a uniform, because it's a uniform. It's meant to be strict.
Yes, but I think we can allow the uniforms, but school students can personalize them to wear it with the personality, and so this probably can be a solution for uniforms and personality of students.
Yes, they will be able to personalize them, but not in a very wide range of personalization. It will be quite restricted, because it's a uniform, again, it's meant to be strict, so there won't be a lot of personalization. You might be able to choose, like, wear pants or shorts if it's summer, but you won't be able to choose anything other.
And if girls want to wear a skirt, but the uniforms or only pants, we can't personalize that, because the school doesn't allow the skirts if the uniforms are only pants.
Yes, but the students can personalize them. If all the students do that, the school can say nothing because all the students.
And if all the students do that, the uniforms will be useless because.
It won't be uniforms anymore.
Yeah, because the students are going to do anything with them, so it's not going to be uniforms anymore.
And also, it will cost a lot more, because putting in math costs a lot less than putting as a unity. If you produce one uniform, buy one unique uniform for like 20 million uniforms. It will cost a lot more if you produce one by one unique for each one, than if you produce the exact same or almost the same and put the badge of the school just after. But it will cost a lot more.
And also one thing is that the uniform can be the same in the winter and in the summer. So for the seasons, it's not really good because in the summer you can have a big sweater and all of that, and it's not good.
Yes.
Yes, but you. Other, you can also have a summer version, like maybe shorts or a skirt, if you want, and a lighter jacket instead of a really heavy jacket and cold and hot.
Yes, yes.
And then.
I agree. I conclude this debate with me and Lena are four and maintain the position. But you said things. You have totally reason. So